This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Several guests joining us. One, Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers. They've arrested three of them, claiming they were planning to kill people at the Capitol. Total BS. We've also got one of the main Boogaloo boys coming on to talk about the whole purge that's going on, his view on that. Owen Schroyer riding shotgun. But I want to air this special report that just came out a few hours ago. It's excellent. By Greg Reese. It's America being destroyed from within by globalist agents of the Great Reset. This is the modern assault. It's a war in their own words. So all you got to do is tell everyone that it's a globalist takeover and economic warfare, and they're done. So share this video. It is victory.
At the age of 33, Klaus Schwab, a business professor at the University of Geneva, founded the World Economic Forum in 1971, originally known as the European Management Forum. Nicknamed Davos after its annual meeting place, the World Economic Forum meets every January with hundreds of members of business, politics, banking, education, and industry to, quote, improve the state of the world. Their globalist agenda is openly admitted and well documented. United Nations Agenda 2030, the Great Reset, Build Back Better, are all the same globalist agenda, and all stem from the Club of Rome and the eugenics movement. Davos claims to be looking to save the planet, and the UN claim that in 10 years they will end all hunger and poverty on Earth. They admit that the technologies required to achieve these goals do not exist. And yet, their solution is to bring the world to zero emissions in only 10 years. They want to end the automobile and aviation industries in only 10 years. This is why the Keystone Pipeline was halted on day one by globalist puppet Joe Biden. Klaus Schwab says that industries which involve human interaction will not survive.
But we know that many industries which rely particularly on physical interaction will have difficulties to survive.
As if the destruction of an entire functioning society will inspire solutions to all of our problems, thereby bringing about an environmental utopia where there is no hunger and all the world is at peace. As absurd as this all sounds, we know the sheep will accept it as gospel. They already have. When the WHO was caught faking a hoax 10 years ago, the media reported it, but nobody cared. It was a beta test. Now, the media ignores overwhelming evidence that COVID-19 is a hoax. They go along with every contradiction and lie, and their audience obediently accepts it all as truth. The COVID crisis will be used to imprison the population, whether it be in camps or their own home. It is already happening. Humanity is being imprisoned by psychopaths who see themselves as our saviors. Order out of chaos. The New World Order is nothing other than the decrepit Old World Order desperately clinging to power. And their solution is to destroy the free market, to destroy the concept of freedom, privacy, and private property, and to foment enough chaos and destruction to depopulate the earth into a manageable level of serfs and slaves, so they can continue on with the same old scams they've been running for millennia. This is why Joe Biden signed a dozen executive orders, paving the way to opening the borders and shutting down the economy. The New World Order cannot coexist with American civil liberties. And now that the populist movement has been discarded, the destruction of America from within can commence again. If the people of the world continue to comply to these unelected sycophants, then the people will get what they deserve. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies. And it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of. And you know you're getting good food at a very good price. And you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there. Water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the Force GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we had Mr. Dunn of the Boogaloos, one of their most prominent people. When they call him the leader of it, he says he's not the leader of it. And I understand he doesn't want to get any repercussions for anything bad that happens associated with it. He was on the show yesterday. He attacked me. I attacked him. It was still overall a good interview, and he seemed really smart. I was actually impressed with him. And maybe he's not a Fed. I just know that it's turned out Enrique Tarrio, they burned him. He was a federal informant for over a decade. I knew he was a felon for selling unlicensed medical equipment, which I actually looked into his case. It wasn't that big a deal. I didn't think he really did anything, but it doesn't matter. That's, you can't swing a stick in these paramilitary organizations and not hit a Fed because they want to infiltrate and control those. So the Proud Boys overall are good guys, but they've been demonized. They've been targeted for destruction. And now a bunch of them have been arrested. And I know the Boogaloos bragged about, hey, we're going to the Capitol, we're going in. And, you know, Dunn bragged about some of that. He tried to walk it back yesterday. I don't want anybody to get in trouble, okay? There was a lot of energy. It was like a riot after a football game. Maybe a couple hundred went in. Most of them stayed in the velvet ropes. Nancy Pelosi now says there's enemies within, and we've got to arrest everybody, including members of Congress. I mean, this is drama queen central. So I just wanted to get the Boogaloos on, the Boogaloo Boys, as they're called, to give you their view, their perspective. I'm told that Magnus Pandavidia, they've all got very spectacular names, is also one of the most prominent Boogaloo Boys, at Magnus Pandavidia, I guess, on Twitter. They're on Twitter. I'm not. And I guess he's got, you know, behind him, he's got some different flags, those different political views. So I really want to get these guys on more than anything to warn them, because I have the Wall Street Journal calling me up, trying to talk to me, saying, oh, you're an instigator with the Boogaloos and the Proud Boys and the this and that, and you're trying to get them to do all this. So even me, who's against offensive violence, they're trying to frame right now. And so that's the road they want to go down. But I'm going to stop ranting. Owen Schroyer co-hosting. Jump in anytime you want. Magnus, give us your view on what the Boogaloos really are and what you guys just did and what just unfolded.
Activate the Boogaloos. We're just kind of a libertarian anarchist coalition, kind of a militia, more of a movement. We started off in the lockdowns, then we expanded throughout the whole George Floyd and all the BLM events, and we just continue to be operating on the ground as kind of a more unifying, not right or left armed movement.
Well, I kind of like that, actually. I want to get the left involved and liberals deprogrammed and into owning guns and self-defense. So give us the positive view of the Boogaloos versus what we hear in the media.
Oh, yeah. The positive view is that we've shown up to every kind of event. We've always advocated against offensive violence. We've always advocated against pointless riots. And we've always advocated for defensive action and opposing both parties, opposing police crackdowns, opposing infiltration by the police pretending to be protesters or pretending to be part of these groups and attempting to agitate and cause violence to slander their name. So that's what we've been, you know, from the very beginning.
Well, I had Mike on yesterday, and I got to say, I thought he was probably a Fed or some probably law center. I didn't have proof of that. I just, a lot of these groups get led by those, but I didn't get that sense actually having him on. I got the sense he really believes in what he's doing, and maybe I've been, I'm not saying Boogaloos are perfect, because any big organization can get infiltrated, but that maybe you guys overall do have a good goal. My concern is, are you guys accelerationists? Do you want a revolution?
I mean, we view not only that a revolution is inevitable, but yes, we want a revolution. It just depends on what form that takes. We want it to be the most peaceful people's revolution is humanly possible, but we're also not ignorant to the idea that the establishment's going to go after that. They're going to try to destroy it, and they'll probably go on the offensive against us. And we're already seeing that with plenty of, you know, activist leaders getting arrested, of plenty of us getting arrested, of, you know, the John Brennan or whatever, while he was talking about the Proud Boys and going after them, secretly snuck in Antifa around the back of that and are starting to go after them too. So the hammer's coming down on everybody. So we believe the revolution is already happening. It's just in the early phases of it. We're kind of already in our own version of the troubles that went on over in England.
I think, well, yeah, talk about the troubles. Remind people that don't know that really our revolution here in 1776 was an extension of the revolution in Britain.
Yeah, so the Troubles were just this kind of sectarian, soft civil war, insurgent civil war over in Ireland against for Irish independence, and it went on for years and years and years and decades, and it was marked by riots, by clashes with the police, by, you know, military and police officers being shot, by car bombs, which we've already had one of those in Nashville. So, like, when people talk about, like, oh, you know, this whole idea of a civil war happening is so crazy and that there's no revolution going on and anyone talking about that is mad. Like, we're already in that right now. People are already...
Sure, when you talk about the Troubles, you're talking about the more recent, in the 50s and 60s and 70s, the Irish Troubles. They had other troubles and huge revolutions that would build slow and then explode over and over again in the last 900 years in England. And then our revolution in 1776 was an extension of that.
Yes, and that's exactly kind of what's already going on, and the establishment right now is trying to get everyone to fight and kill each other instead of coming together against them. They want all of these groups, they want Antifa, they want 3%ers, they want all of these groups to think the other side is the most evil thing in the world and is, you know, secretly attempting to destroy them so they can laugh all the way to the bank while we fight and kill each other. And that's what we don't want.
Well, that's there's no doubt that's going on, but I mean, take Antifa as the local police of the enemy. I mean, do you think that?
At this point, I find it hard to believe that the local police aren't the enemy. Like, when you look at gun confiscation, a lot of local police are just going along with that and not saying anything. When you look at lockdowns, when you look at arresting people over pot, when you look at busting protests, whether they be right-wing or left-wing protests, very aggressively and laughing about it. Obviously I'm not saying that officer friendly in a small town that's never done anything wrong is some horrible individual. But when you look at the institution of policing across the entire country, they've forsaken liberty in all directions. They've screwed over the right and left. They've crushed down on any form of populist uprising or populist belief in any one of our freedoms for the last 20 years, and it's only getting worse.
Well, since you raised the Troubles in Ireland after World War II and then, you know, right through until today, really, with Sinn Féin and then, of course, the IRA, I mean, it came out. I interviewed Stank Knife about a month before they killed him. I didn't know how important the interview was. Man, I've interviewed some people who get killed after they come on. DC Matt, and the list goes on and on. Stank Knife was a famous British commando. He infiltrated. He ran the IRA, basically. And they would make people carry out bombings and things, or he would have them killed. And he was working for British intelligence. So see my example there of how they wanted the Irish to be violent because they knew a peaceful political system couldn't be defeated. They knew a Martin Luther King-style deal couldn't be defeated?
Yeah, we're perfectly aware of that, which is one of the main reasons and, like, kind of the coalition that we have with Antifa is based off of, is we know the government is going to try to infiltrate every one of these groups and have them do horrible things to justify a further police state. And we came together, and the whole foundation of our relationship was like, hey, I'm not at this event, but this guy wearing a Hawaiian shirt is at this event. Do you know him? And we'll be like, no, we have no idea who that guy is. We've never seen him before. Keep an eye on him. And we would do the same thing for them. Like, hey, some guy showed up in all black. He's saying he's Antifa. He's trying to start fights. do you know him? And they'll be like, no, that's not one of our guys. And through working together in that relationship and through not being antagonistic with anyone, we've discovered infiltrators and people that are trying to push, like, you know, inefficient and inappropriate accelerationism that causes nothing but harm to the average person and gives the police state an excuse to crack down on everyone.
Well, let's come back, and Owen Schroyer, Ryan Shotgun, has some questions as well here on the Alex Jones Show, but I want to ask you about in a revolution and what your goals would be of that revolution or that new Declaration of Independence. And my concern is I never see people protesting big tech or, I mean, Apple runs slave factories in China. And I'm not saying blow up Apple. I don't want that. But I mean, if Uyghurs bombed Apple, they would have a real argument. Apple runs the main slave camps. So if Uyghurs attacked Apple, they would have a legitimate argument at the UN Hague that we're under attack. We were attacking who was attacking us. I'm not saying do that. I'm just saying all right. The targets, I hear the local police, that sounds like a communist takeover of local government. I'm not saying you're doing that, but that's what I'm concerned about. Stay right there, sir. We'll come right back to you. Owen Schroyer's got some things to say as well. And again, we'll give out your Twitter account. And again, I'm not saying that's evidence you're a bad person, but you're still on Twitter. I'm wondering how you're doing that. We've got at Magnus, PANVIDYA. We'll be right back. We have our own website. It's called Infowars.com. Only way dog hunts, you share.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, Magnus Panvidia is our guest. He's one of the more prominent Boogaloo boys. We had Mr. Dunn on yesterday, and I really thought about it after the interview. I thought, I don't think that guy's a Fed. I think he's really pissed off about what's happening in the world and trying to unify everybody around one message. And if they can successfully do that, that'd be great. I'm just really concerned about the goals of a revolution and who leads it. I mean, it'd be great if we had a bunch of state governors and respected generals and respected lawyers and citizens and, you know, teachers and that formed a new Declaration of Independence and announced that the globalists have taken over. It's a corporate takeover. It's illegitimate. The Great Reset's illegal. And so we, you know, reform our new union. I mean, we have that right. I just see what happened at the Capitol, which the Boogaloos bragged about being part of. People can try to walk that back, whatever. It was idiocy. I wouldn't call it an assault. I would call it a pissing contest. I would call it, you know, like a, I mean, it was a little bit more intense than kind of like the, other than them killing four citizens and a cop having a heart attack, a little more intense than what you see in movies like Animal House. I mean, you know, Animal House pranks are now like terrorism, walking off of lecterns. One cop got squashed in the door. There was some nastiness, some fights. It was wrong, but not a new Pearl Harbor. So Magnus, how do you navigate this? I mean, you say you know that they want a pretext to clamp down on people, but then you're thinking there's a revolution. What's, I know the Boogaloos is a loose-knit thing. It's only a year old or less. It's getting pretty big. But I mean, what's attractive about it? What is the revolution? What's the goal here?
Oh, definitely like us across the board, we just want really simple goals universally. Obviously, everyone has their own idea underneath that. But just getting into a libertarian state of just no more foreign wars, no more corporate capture of our government, no more drug war, no more, you know, mass surveillance state. Same things you've talked about your entire career. There's, you know, very basic things that need to go. And we don't believe at this point that we could vote our way out of it or, you know, advocate our way out of it. I do not believe that violent revolution is the only path to go towards it. You can see things like what's going on with Wall Street bets right now. There's many avenues to do that, but we can no longer just vote our way out of this problem.
Well, there's no doubt that we're under a globalist Great Reset anti-human revolution. I mean, they're involved in offensive revolution against what was left of institutions that had some checks and balances. There's no doubt that the old remnants of the Republic are being swept away.
Absolutely, you know, and like I wanted to bring it up of you mentioned before of you don't know how we have a Twitter account. That's my third Twitter account. Like I'm not allowed on Facebook. I had like eight different Facebook accounts. I can't even make them anymore. I was banned off.
I know.
PayPal.
I'm not trying to say that that's evidence that you're bad.
No. I'm just letting people know of the amount of censorship our movements had. They've purged us off of every platform, including free speech platforms like Keybase, like Telegram. They've kicked us off of that. And even before I even went on Jimmy Dore, the only podcast I could even get on was a podcast called Liberty Lockdown, which was a small, decentralized podcast that they didn't have the ability to censor.
Yeah, let's talk about that. That was a great interview you did with Jimmy Dore.
Yeah, and I'm so happy for him to have me come on, because what it's given me the ability to do is to break through all the mainstream media lies about us, because there's extremist experts and journalists that have covered us all year long and have buckets and piles of video and text evidence showing what our movement's about, and it doesn't line up with what the mainstream media has all. And they'll directly quote these extremist experts that work for DC and quote them on certain parts. But when those same extremist experts say, no, we're not white supremacists, yes, we work with BLM, they'll take those parts of their report and hide it and run us all roughshod across the media. And I feel the same thing's been done to Antifa. I feel the same thing's been done to 3%ers. I feel like the same thing's been done to BLM. It's just coming from different directions, but they all want us to be disunity, they want disorder, they
sure,
want
but there's no doubt. I mean, you believe in free speech. Antifa doesn't. It's funded by Soros on record. I mean, you
see,
can't Antifa members
thing. That's the thing is, like, yeah, there might be infiltrated parts of it, but that's the same for everything. That's something you talked about. And, like, when I go back to, like, your early works about the WTO riots and how the police infiltrated the WTO riots to cause chaos and false flag, some of those same people that were at those WTO riots in Seattle are the same people that I talk to today that are part of Antifa. And they get really disillusioned when they hear things about, like, oh, all of Antifa is Soros funded. A lot of them talk just like you. They hate the Fed. They hate global, you know, corporations. They stand for free speech. But Fox News or something will put the camera on one guy that has a stupid opinion and be like, oh, they speak for all of Antifa. When it's a global.
Well, I will invite any of those Antifa on that will actually talk to us. I'd love to actually hear that if that exists. Let's bring Owen Schroyer in here, patiently sitting there in the news center. Owen, what's your take on this fellow?
Well, I think it's just a matter of everybody has the same goals and just kind of having that realization and unifying moment. I mean, there's all the claptrap and the false flags and the distractions, but you know, what Magnus was saying earlier, I think we all agree with. I mean, I'm against the war on drugs. I think that is part of the problem. I mean, when I try to talk to BLM people, I say, hey, look, you know, why don't we have law reform? I mean, forget about, I mean, at this point, just go ahead and defund all the police. You'll see who that actually works out for. So whatever, defund all the police, see how that works out for you, fine. But it's about law reform. Most of these interactions that they complain about are somehow derivative from a drug situation, or they have a past criminal record from drug conventions. So you get rid of all of that. All of a sudden, you have half the interactions between police and people cut. I mean, just gone. So you're immediately going to have less violence.
Well, I agree. It's not the police that are the issue. It's the laws.
So, but it's just one of the things. So, yeah, law reform. It's time for us in this. I'm saying we got about 3 months to do this. I believe we have about 3 months to unify the people before whatever this Biden administration has planned for us, big tech has planned for us, big medical has planned for us, the big banks have planned for us with this great reset. I think we got about 3 months to unify the people on common goals, common agendas, and it's common sense stuff. It's common sense.
I agree with you.
Stuff.
We should be able to unify everybody against the great reset. It's literally a corporate takeover to consolidate power under the name of environmentalism to literally bankrupt everyone and have a universal income so they can dictate the terms of our surrender. We have got to get everybody mobilized against the Great Reset. What is your view, Magnus, about the Great Reset?
Oh, yeah, and I agree. And it's funny enough because I had this conversation with an Antifa member. They agree, too. It's not that they're against the idea of, like, oh, let's reset the system everywhere. But they are perfectly aware of the people that are pushing that idea of how all these multinational billion-dollar banks and everything. It's not a great reset.
Oh, yeah,
reset
I love
a
reset.
People.
Exactly.
A reset
we need a
them.
Reset. We need a reset. Exactly. I'm going to hold you over, but we need a reset, but it's not this reset. This is a horrible reset. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people on the left are very, very aware of the type of people that are pushing that, and they don't like it either. But you don't hear those voices. You don't hear them. You only hear the Bidenites and, you know, the authoritarian left people. When you actually go on the ground, which I think is important for a lot of people, and non-hostily talk to a lot of these people, you'll sit there and you'll be like, oh, wait, you hate, you know, billion-dollar corporations trying to take over the world through some globalistic intent? Me too. Oh, you hate this? Me too. And we come together more on a common ground through that,
yeah.
Whether it be libertarian, whether it be left, whether it be, you know, Black Panthers people that I've had great conversations with that on any other day would sound like you on a lot of subjects.
Yeah, I mean, I remember I had a conversation with some BLM people, and they were trying to block me out. It was actually white liberals were getting aggressive with me. And then I just stopped and I said, okay. And I gave like a five-minute speech. And then the BLM leaders that were there were kind of like, damn, like, that's exactly what we believe, huh? Maybe this guy isn't so bad.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay there, both of you. This is a powerful interview. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com tomorrow. I've got some bad news. Our best-selling Vitamin Mineral Fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWars. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99 but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Magnus Panvidia is our guest. I want to bite it back up next week or so if we can do it for a full hour. Really flesh all this out, get some of his ideas. It's important to talk to all the different factions and groups and organizations. He's one of the most prominent people in the Boogaloo movement. And so I'm glad we're getting him on and finding out what they actually stand for versus some of the things that have been out there and some of the things I've said as well. which I think clearly they are accelerationists. They do want a revolution. And it's in the Declaration of Independence. You can have a revolution if you want one. The question is, will you win it? And then you write the history books. And we're under globalist takeover. And so the argument is, yeah, we have a right to this, but what are the targets? And so I'd rather have the states as coalitions, people like Rand Paul and others, organize and expose the Great Reset and back all this off. The globalists think they can get away with this. They're going full steam ahead with all of this, and it's very, very destructive. And so I just can't sit here and take all these attacks. And again, I'll say it. Apple's the biggest user of slave labor of Uyghurs, 3 million of them in death camps. They don't even deny that. Even mainstream news admits that. Big tech's coming with forced inoculations, global IDs. This is an assault. But acting like a bunch of idiots taking selfies in the Capitol is not the way to do it. I'm trying to get the governors and good people in government and to say, hey, this is insane. Let's have a coalition and say no. This New World Order is so authoritarian, it should be easy for us to stop it. But then big tech comes in and blocks anybody that actually covers COVID as a fraud, global government, the Great Reset, Big Pharma's corruption, all of it. So, Magnus, we've got Stuart Rhodes coming up here in just a moment, founder of Oathkeepers. I appreciate your time. I want to give you a few minutes to make any other closing comments.
Oh, yeah. And, actually, I was just on the phone with the woman that was at the WTO riots, and she says she would be willing to come on and talk to you. So if you want to talk to an Antifa member, you can talk to an Antifa member.
Please, but, you have her on.
And definitely, like, obviously the dictionary definition of accelerationism might be correct, but what everyone is calling us, if by the criteria that you think everything is fundamentally flawed and it will not change without radical change, then literally everyone is an accelerationist. Joe Biden is an accelerationist, AOC is an accelerationist, Rand Paul is an accelerationist. Like, if you look at the world through that view, everyone acknowledges that things are totally destroyed across the board. When it comes to civil liberties, when it comes to our economics, everything. Exactly. So, like, a lot of people say, like, oh, you want a revolution, you're an accelerationist. I'm like, everyone wants a revolution right now. Everyone's talking about it. It trends on Twitter constantly. We have, hundreds of thousands of people on Reddit burning money just to take down hedge funds this moment. Like, that's the America we live in. I feel like these journalists in their New York high rises just don't realize what's going on. And it's the same reason why they don't, like, oh, why do you show up with guns at protests? Because everyone at these protests has guns. You have Black Panthers there. You have Oath Keepers there. You have us there. People have been shot and killed on all sides of this disagreement at these events. So when they look at it, they're like, oh, we don't understand why, you know, people are armed or why there's chaos. It's because they're not on the ground. They think we live in this comfortable, nice little, you know, America and nothing's going on while the plebs and the people are going crazy on the ground.
Well, do you remember what Kennedy said? Exactly. But Kennedy had a quote, I'll butcher it, but he said, those that make peaceful change impossible make violent revolution inevitable.
Exactly, and that's what's going on right now when they censor everybody, when they take everyone down, when they call literally every group, regardless of what size it is violent extremists. When they, what's going on with Wall Street Bets? They found a way to take down these hedge funds. Now they're talking about changing the whole market and regulating the whole market. Every peaceful option we push, and we need to keep trying to push peaceful options. We need to keep finding cracks in the armor to be peaceful. But they continue to shut those avenues down one after another after another. If they keep doing that, and that was my warning to them in that speech, if they keep denying people redress, keep denying people the ability to change things, then you're going to have civil conflict. And it's going to be really bad for them, for us, and for everyone involved.
So okay, Magnus, come back on, because I'm really impressed, and I'm glad that you actually came on. I'd love to have you on with the Antifa lady. We want to have them on. We want to actually reach out to these folks, because I understand that we can all drink the mainstream media Kool-Aid at a certain point and need to actually hear what these groups actually stand for so that the grassroots comes together and then forget who's running them on top. What they really don't want is us to come together. That's why they are censoring everyone so they can create all these straw men. And I make mistakes sometimes as well. So thank you so much for spending time with us.
Anytime. I appreciate having me on. And, we'll definitely try to get back on in the future.
Fantastic. Next week if you can. And I'll ask the producers, please get this Antifa lady on. That's what I want. That's Absolutely. Interesting radio. I try to get folks on like Tucker Carlson does. Okay. Shifting gears. Stuart Rhodes is a retired constitutional lawyer, award-winning researcher, you name it, Army veteran, patriot, founder of Oathkeepers. It's always about nonviolent, defensive protection of America. You've seen the big news, 3 Oathkeepers arrested, plotted to kill members of Congress. Well, they do a very good job there at the Capitol, just running around going, woo, woo, woo. I don't buy any of that. But Oath Keepers is a big organization, and it's been able to really stop major infiltration to a certain extent. And Stuart is not ready to get to that yet because he doesn't know all the details. But just in general, Nancy Pelosi coming out, Stuart, and saying the enemy's within, members of Congress, we need permanent troops, martial law, Brennan saying arrest even libertarians. I mean, this is, they're really pushing for a fight. So I'm really concerned. What do you think the big picture is here?
Well, this is a suppression campaign. It's a terror campaign. The goal is to terrorize people and make them afraid to associate and make them, you know, sit down and shut up as they take absolute power. And so I think we need to take a lesson from the founders and not do that. You know, when Gage landed in Boston Harbor and put all of Massachusetts under martial law, he read a decree from the king stating that all town hall meetings are now banned. And they thumbed their nose at him and said, you know, stuff it. We're going to hold town hall meetings anyway. That's what Americans need to do also. You need to continue to be free people, but start at the bottom up, town and county. And you need to be ready to nullify and do mass noncompliance and mass refusal of anything that comes out of an illegitimate regime. That's the first thing, is you got to be willing to say that the emperor has no clothes. They want to make you sit down and shut up and then compel your speech and say that, yes, Biden's a legitimate president. So I think we need to start with that. He's not legitimate. That's an illegitimate regime occupying Washington, D.C., and everything that comes out of it is going to be null and void from inception because it's not constitutional.
Why are they following the exact path of tyrants previously? Is it just their instincts? They can't help it. They think big tech will save them, and this time it'll be different. The more they squeeze, they only create more opposition. It's not going to go well for them.
It's not. And that's the thing, is they think that we are like they did in Russia or in China or in East Germany with the Stasi, that they can squeeze the people and make them sit down and shut up. But Americans are made from a different cloth. You know, we were the ones who were the rebels of the world that came here to get away from tyranny. And that's what I'm. So I think it's going to go very radically different for them. But, you know, you can tell them all day long, like your prior guest did, that they're heading down a bad road. It's going to be bad for everybody, but they're not going to listen. But I think we are on the founder's path. We need to understand that and do the same things they did. Learn from their example and learn from their wisdom, and don't make the mistakes that others have made around the world. Make sure you do what the founders did. They came together. They were united at the town and county level for mutual defense and also for grassroots politics. They separated themselves from an illegitimate regime even before they declared independence. You know, they didn't listen to the real governors. They smuggled and went around all the edicts of the king, and they wore homespun clothing, stopped buying textiles from England.
Moonshine. All of this is pure Americana. I agree. Everybody, they're trying to drive us underground. Let's jump in that briar patch. Let's just stop supporting them in any way.
Right, and you have to be united together. They want you to hide. They want you to be afraid that your neighbor is a snitch, that everyone's a snitch, and you should just stay in your house and hope that no one comes to you. But like Solzhenitsyn said, that's a mistake. And they realized that in the gulags after the fact, that the way to answer this, the way to answer the secret police doing arrests and terrorizing the population, was to come together in mutual defense. So that's what we need to do as Americans, is stand up. You know, you need to go to your sheriff, and if you got a good sheriff, you need to raise a posse. If you won't do that, you need a new sheriff. You need to start local and get as strong as you can be all together in the local community.
Well, there's no doubt this is a wake-up call to everybody. They don't know that you weren't joking, I wasn't joking. We are now inside the New World Order. The U.S. is now an occupied country. It should be pretty easy to defeat the globalists and get the word out. We'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes, Owen Schroyer, and more. I'm Alex Jones.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
We're all living in America, America,
America,
America. We're all living.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Stuart Rhodes, founder of the Oath Keepers, is here with us, and he just learned about this in the last 12 hours or so. Self-styled militia members in three states begin planning in November for recruits, weapons ahead of Capitol breach, U.S. siege. Well, they sure didn't bring the weapons, and they sure didn't do all the things they supposedly were planning to do, but it was the Q phenomenon behind the scenes that, oh, secretly Trump's giving orders to storm D.C. and all this, and then it would piggyback on us having peaceful demonstrations calling for a Senate investigation that Ted Cruz was calling for. And then you get to demonize the entire Trump system with this, you know, badly coordinated few hundred people that wanted to storm the Capitol. Hell, you get a few Proud Boys, you get a few Boogaloos, you get a few Oath Keepers in the mix. Are they informants? Were they set up? They break in. Okay, four of them get killed. Cop has a heart attack, dies 2 days later. This is the new Pearl Harbor. So they need this lie to continue. Remember, first they said Trump incited it. He caused it. He's got a trial coming up February 8th. Then they had to back off and go, oh, wait, actually it's coordinated. It's coordinated. And I'll just tell you, I was there once it started. I saw it was coordinated. I saw the videos. I'm like, who is this? Who are these provocateurs? It was Antifa as a main group yelling, attack, attack, take it, it's ours. And then it was three people in each other group of these larger groups, so you could demonize that group. I mean, this was the clearest infiltration I ever saw. They got a few people out of hundreds of thousands, maybe 200, to go in behind them. That's less than 1%. That's what happened. I was there. The video all shows that. Now they're saying members of Congress, because they gave other Republicans tours the day before that weren't even part of going in the Capitol, they all have to be arrested. This is a purge. This is a big move. We need Senator Paul, we need Senator Cruz and others to go on the offense against this. Now that Pelosi this morning, Stuart Rhodes, came out and said that members of Congress are the enemy within and that members of Congress need to be arrested. I mean, they are going for broke here, aren't they, Stuart?
Well, definitely. But I wanted to clarify one thing. Like I did an interview last week with the Washington Post, and it says here, in a phone interview last week, Rhodes said Call will help stop the steel protesters navigate arriving in D.C. for a protest in November, but that Caldwell is not a dues pay member of Oath Keepers and does not hold any leadership position in the organization. Rhodes said he did not know Caldwell to be taking any actions on January 6th on behalf of Oath Keepers. Rhodes said that Watkins is a member of Oath Keepers. That's just the facts. And so Jessica Watkins does have a GoFundMe set up, or not a GoFundMe, it's on RallyPay, but a fundraiser for her legal defense. And we do encourage people to go and defend the actual Oath Keeper member who was involved in that. So we always stand behind our people. So there you go.
But again, you didn't coordinate. You weren't part of this.
No, absolutely not. So, you know, and our mission there is, as we stated on in our call to action to go to D.C., it's all we always do, protect people, protect venues, protect events. And that's it, you know, do VIP escorts. But, you know, they're going to demonize and use this any way they possibly can. So, and like I said, what they're doing is a massive terror campaign. And their goal is to get Americans to be concerned and afraid to speak out so that they'll be silenced so they won't interfere with what they're planning to do.
The answer is more demonstrations, more rallies, but peacefully, and more exposing the globalists, letting them know their terror campaign isn't working.
Right, and compliance. You've got to start doing nullification and interposition. As Jefferson and Madison both said when resisting the Alien Sedition Acts, it's the responsibility of the states to stand up and interpose themselves between the people and an oppressive government at the federal level. So the states have got to stand up, like you've been saying.
We cannot overstate this multinational takeover. They've got H.R. 1 that lets them federalize elections and have illegal aliens vote and have mail-in ballots because they know the states are moving to block that. They are getting rid of the borders, cutting off the energy power, setting up domestic forces, saying they're going to go after, quote, libertarian networks with the CIA and Pentagon and disrupt them. These are quotes at press briefings. I mean, this is ridiculously tyrannical. I mean, this is like China even tries to hide some of the stuff they do. This is like the biggest red flag cartoon level tyranny I've ever heard they're trying to launch. I mean, this is crazy.
And I'm glad they're doing that because they're taking the mask off. We're seeing exactly who the traitors are. We're seeing the deep state on both sides of the aisle, there's Republicans and Democrats. And the people are now finally realizing that, like you said, we've been right all these years. It is the oligarchs at the very top versus the people. In fact, the Occupy Wall Street people were correct about who owns this country and who runs it. It is that 1% of the super wealthy at the very top who got it through ill-gotten gains. They're only wrong about the solutions. You know, communism is a horrible solution from the frying pan to the fire. But I do think it's important that we see people on the left waking up and realizing they were duped. I mean, look at Biden. He is the guy who put more black males in prison than anybody else in the United States because it was his legislation that led to that. And so they're starting to wake up. We've got black patriots and Oath Keepers that are now reaching out to black patriots in other groups across the country who are starting to say, okay, we got to come together. Whether you're black, Hispanic, white, as long as you believe in freedom, we got to come together and unite against these all.
And that's why the system is doing this great reset, this clampdown, because they know worldwide there's been a global political realignment. I mean, three years ago they were in the Financial Times of London admitting, oh, my God, there's a realignment. Everyone hates us. What do we do? Well, now we see it. It's global martial law.
Right. But it's too late. There are millions now across the world who are red-pilled, and they have not been able to stop you and other dissident voices, and they can't stop us. And so we have to just realize that the one thing we can do to help is to shut up and sit down. So you can't do that. Of course, be smart about what you say, because everything you say can and will be used against you. Anytime you get angry in a chat and say something, it'll be used against you and whoever you're associated with. So be smart. But Stop. Don't let them stop you from speaking out. And you got to focus on local. You've got to take back your towns and counties, and you've got to insist on paper ballots. Any election that's not run with a paper ballot is illegitimate going forward.
And I totally agree with you, and now they're trying to say any questioning of that is wrong. Owen, your points with Stuart Rhodes, they're obviously trying to set up his organization because it's been so peaceful and done a great job educating millions of military and law enforcement.
Well, again, it's interesting you have Nancy Pelosi, and I think we all know what she's talking about, but saying the enemy is within the Capitol. Of course, that's not considered incitement. But she's actually making an admission here. She's right. The enemy is inside the Capitol. It's Congress. It's Nancy Pelosi. It's Chuck Schumer. It's Maxine Waters, who incited violence against Americans for four straight years, calling us Nazis, white supremacists, lying about us. They've been inciting violence for 4 years. Now they get a taste of their own medicine, and all of a sudden they're cowering behind walls, which now they said are going to be permanent. Permanent walls in D.C. now to keep the people out of the people's house. I thought walls didn't work. I thought walls were racist. Oh, not until it's for their benefit. So, no, actually, I have to come back around on that, Alex. I agree. Nancy Pelosi is right. The enemies are within. The enemies are within. They are in Congress. They are the people that sold us out. I mean, has anybody ever done a I'd like to see a number from, I don't know, let's just say since Nancy Pelosi's been in office. So about 40, 50 years or Biden's been in politics. How many hundreds of billions or perhaps even trillions of dollars have gone overseas to other countries? Okay, let's get an audit of that. Let's say $500 billion, $1 trillion of our money overseas. Okay, fine, that's how much money. Now let's see the receipts. Let's see what that money is being used for. Well, we already now
know. We know it goes back to the country, and then it goes back to them. Stuart, do five more minutes with us, and Owen, we're going to go a little bit in the next hour with Jay Dyer. But, Stuart, what do you expect them to do with Biden? He's deteriorating extremely quick. I mean, he looks like an Alzheimer's patient now. I mean, they definitely cranked him up, and he practiced that very short inaugural speech, which was okay. But other than that, he's like, what am I signing? Blah, blah, blah. I mean, he is like, what the hell's going on here?
Well, he like Owen was saying, he is a Chinese puppet. It's, you should look at this as D.C. is now the green zone of an occupying army from communist China using their puppet. And that's why it's a direct parallel the founders faced. They were dealing with domestic puppets, the royal governors, who were doing the bidding of a foreign power, that was King and Parliament, that they had, that the people had no control over and no representation in. And we're in the same exact position. So, of course, they're looting the United States. They're shutting down our oil and gas. They're trying to kill our economy. So it benefits China. So we need to see them as an occupying enemy force. The problem they have is the troops that they're relying on, they can't even trust their own troops. They're so paranoid that they're already starting to purge and vet the troops. They did that right there on Inauguration Day. That shows their weakness because they can't even trust their own troops because they know that those troops come from us. And so what they're do is try to purge the troops and kick out anybody who's a real American. They really have a skeleton force of no strong military in the United States that is controlled by them, that they have a powerful military they can't control when they try to give orders to violate our rights. So watch for that. We're going in territory heading towards a sweet spot where we can't wait too much longer because then they'll have vetted and kicked out all the patriots out of the military. They have not gotten there yet, but watch for that process to happen. As you get closer and closer to that point, you have to do something. That's where we're going.
That's right. Let's talk about both of you say there. Let's talk about the timeline of tyranny, what the globalists are going to do next, what we've got to do. I mean, folks, nobody's happy about this. The country has cancer. Again, they're trying to purge the military now. We told you that was coming next, and now it's here. We got to take the last 3 minutes of Stuart, put that on the front of this interview. That was where he laid it out. Literally, D.C. is now the communist Chinese green zone. We'll be right back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.